Part 5, Team Topology. Most technology products today are large and complicated. Though there are exceptions, it's rare that an entire product will be developed by a single product team. Most products require many teams working together, dozens or even hundreds. This means that every product organization must deal with the question of how to structure their product teams in order to best divide the work. I've written about this topic of structuring and scoping product teams before, including in Inspired. However, because this topic relates so strongly to the level of empowerment, in this series of chapters, I want to go deeper. I've started referring to this topic of team scoping as team topology. I like this term because it captures the idea of an arrangement of constituent parts in a larger system. A product organization's team topology answers questions such as, how many product teams should our organization have? What is the scope of responsibility of each team? What are the skills required for each team, and how many of each skill? What are the dependencies between the teams? More generally, the topology helps answer the question of how a company should organize its product people into teams to best enable them to do great work. If you are a product leader, establishing an effective team topology is one of your key responsibilities. It's also one of the most complex because there are so many factors to consider. This has always been true, but with the rise of remote employees, there is another layer of complexity impacting the topology. First and foremost, your topology choices should be guided by principles that support team empowerment. These include giving teams real ownership of the space of problems they will be responsible for, providing autonomy in their ability to deliver the solutions to the problems they're asked to solve, and alignment with various aspects of the company's customers, business, and technology. Alignment itself is complex and requires reconciling the scope of individual teams with the broader context of business goals, types of customers, organizational reporting structure, technology architecture, and product vision. Another important consideration is the number and nature of the dependencies between product teams. Every topology creates its own set of dependencies between product teams, and leaders must consider the trade-offs. Finally, even though we work hard to keep teams stable and durable, leaders must consider that the team topology will need to evolve over time as the needs and circumstances change. One practical point to keep in mind as you consider the points in the chapters that follow: the team topology you choose needs to be a decision made by the leaders of product and design and the leaders of engineering working together. The best topology will balance the needs of these key product leaders. In the next several chapters, we'll explore these considerations and how they relate to empowerment. We'll also describe common patterns for designing team topologies and when to use them.